This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's awesome to be able to welcome a returning guest onto the show once again, all the way from New Zealand. Natalie Gaskin joins us. Natalie, welcome back. Nice to touch base again.
Nice to be talking again, Brad.
Natalie, you are, if I didn't know any better, I would say you're a fish. You're an absolute machine in the water. I mean, I look at some of your splits in Ironmans. You must love swimming.
I've learned to enjoy it.
You're not a huge fan of staring at the black line if you don't have to.
I don't mind it too much. To be fair, I don't mind it too much yet. And I do enjoy my swim sessions now.
I'm quite interested because you, in our first chat, you mentioned that you came from a running background, even though you do consider yourself a true out-and-out age grouper. Swimming, I mean, your times are pretty decent. You're up there. I mean, you're swimming early 50 minutes for an Ironman swim. That's pretty good going. Have you worked really hard at it?
Yeah, I have. So when I first started doing triathlon, I went to a swim squad, and this swim squad had four lanes, lane one being the fastest and four being the slowest lane. And I started in lane four, and I slowly, over a period of about 18 months, worked my way up and, eventually ended up leading out the fastest lane. So I really did come from a beginner swimming background. I'd never swum as a child. I could swim, so I wasn't, you know, uncomfortable in the water. But I didn't have any specific swim background.
I mean, that's amazing, going that sort of that improvement over 18 months. Did you do lots of work on stroke correction, or did it come pretty easy to you? Did you have the basics, and it was a case of just building fitness?
I probably did focus quite a lot on my technique. I think because of my background with doing a bit of running on the track, and I was used to doing lots of drills when I used to run. I could get my head around doing all the swim drills. So I think that did help me quite a lot. I had pretty good awareness of my body as well. It was quite a bit of work. I only really have ever swum three or four times a week. So I never did a big period where I swum, you know, 10 times a week or anything like that. It was just consistently turning up at the pool week in, week out, which enabled me to improve, I think.
What would you say has been the one thing you've done, if you can pin it down to one thing that you've done over your triathlon career that's made the biggest difference to your swimming?
Yeah, so I think I started to swim pretty well in the pool after a few years, but I would always struggle when I would swim, in the sea or in the lake. I would often feel at the start of a race, I shouldn't quite be at the front of the race, I should go back a little bit. But once I actually mentally got prepared that I'm going to get bashed around a bit at the start of the swim, I could get in there. And what I really did learn to do is to swim on someone's feet really well. And so I now feel like I target people who I want to swim behind when I'm in a race. I know who I want to be next to at the start. And for me, that's made a massive difference. And I think, you know, it really does enable you to swim a couple of minutes faster in an Ironman race, just if you get on the right feet, pretty much.
Make sure you pick someone who's great at sighting.
That's right. Yep. So know who you want to be around at the start.
You don't want to pick me, trust me. I lead everyone astray in the swim. Natalie, as far as workouts in the water, what do you love doing?
I do love using my paddles. So any sort of set with paddles and pool, I enjoy quite a lot. I love swimming 400s. I don't know why, but a set with 400s in them. Maybe it goes back to my track running background, or even a set of 100s. I sort of love that sort of thing. And I have this obsession with having to finish swims on even numbers. So I could never swim 3.9Ks. I always have to swim 4Ks.
And you can't do 3.8. That's just not on either.
Only in a race.
Natalie Gaskin, always great to catch up. Thank you for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.